That country. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
According to the Kremlin readout of their conversation, President Putin apologized to President Aliyev for what the Kremlin calls a tragic incident in Russian airspace and expressed condolences to the families of the dead. 38 people were killed when Azerbaijan Airlines Flight 8243, having failed to land at Grozny Airport in the Russian North Caucasus, was redirected over the Caspian Sea to Kazakhstan, where it crash-landed. The Embraer 190 is widely believed to have been damaged by missiles fired by a Russian air defense system.
Putin claims Russia was fighting off Ukrainian drone attacks near the crash site. In this country, millions are flying or driving home from the holidays. For Stephanie Hench, it's both. Her trip from Cleveland to Key West left her stranded last night in Atlanta and then sent her to Miami today for a bus trip the rest of the way. But she was prepared.
We have a backpack full of chargers and battery packs and iPads and phones and muffins and water and potato chips and just had an empanada.
In Delray Beach, Florida, a Brightline fast train has hit a fire truck, injuring three firefighters, several passengers with minor injuries. No word yet on why the truck was on or near the tracks. Brightline is a privately owned company that runs high-speed rail between Orlando and Miami. A TikTok ban is supposed to start soon, but the president-elect wants to try something else instead. CBS's Tarian Small.
Donald Trump hopes the Supreme Court will pause Joe Biden's imminent ban of TikTok, though the incoming president also previously pushed to block the popular app in the U.S. and lets this Chinese parent company ByteDance found a new owner. Trump is asking the high court for more time for his new administration to broker a deal.
A just-released UNICEF report says nearly half a billion children live in areas of war and other violence. The organization's Joe English.
We're seeing it in obviously in Gaza, in Yemen, and places like Lebanon as well this year, but also places that aren't always in the news. So countries like Myanmar or the Democratic Republic of Congo or the Central African Republic.
It's Good Riddance Day in New York. People invited to toss, shred, and smash this year's bad memories in Times Square. Joe Papa is one of the organizers.
We tried different methods throughout the years. It's all inspired by a Latin American tradition in which New Year's Eve revelers would stuff dolls with objects representing the bad memories before setting them on fire.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Her best-known role was a classic performance in the 1968 film Romeo and Juliet. Olivia Hussey was 15 when director Franco Zeffirelli cast her as Juliet. She won a Golden Globe. Her family says Olivia Hussey has died at home at age 73. How to pay off your holiday debt? Not this way.
It may be tempting to tap home equity for holiday expenses, especially since home values are up. But is it a wise move?
It's a very dangerous thing to do because when you're taking out a home equity loan, you use your home as collateral. You get sick, or perhaps you lose your job. You could potentially lose your home.
Bankrate analyst Linda Bell suggests a less risky way to deal with holiday expenses.
Come up with a plan ahead of time when you're saving for the holidays. High yield savings account, or perhaps a credit card that you can pay off ahead of time. Those are better bets that you should think about when it comes to tapping into your home equity.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
And I'm Peter King, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming mostly sunny today. It'll be breezy, highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, a few clouds, 37. Chance of rain on Sunday with a high near 44. Partly sunny, 44 again for Monday. Chance of rain and snow Tuesday, highs in the upper 30s.
It's 51 at our studios.
You gotta understand. Radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Local news, the Titus Hits, Lou Christie on WRJN. I was listening to Kurt Vollmann the other day here, and he mentioned that Neil Diamond was just thinking of Caroline Kennedy for some reason when he put this song together, and that's what it stood for. See, you never stop learning. As long as I've been radio, I didn't know that. Here's Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. money down.
So lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted mothers to cry there in the gloom.
I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerks dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think of something.
Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down on the street to Heartbreak Hotel.
So lonely, baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, they're so lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
You gotta think about you, I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. The Turtles, Eleanor. And speaking about a background of some of the songs, word has it that the Turtles were upset with their label White Whale. That's what they were recorded on back in 68. And they demanded that they had another song come out. So they threw Eleanor together with all the cliches, gee, I think you're so swell, et cetera, hoping that the bosses would hate it. They took it, put it on the charts, and the song did quite well for them.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Give me
local news, timeless hits on WRJN, going strong with 98 years. You got to know that, huh? Gallery, it's so nice to be with you. Summertime of 1972, Rick Johnson, Saturday afternoon.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say.
An hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Dancing, it gave us time to think about romance. just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was young, was so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I find
I change my mind and open up the door.
Just wait and see it now. Put a little love in your heart. Each and sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, and you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be somebody,
the way I love you.
For an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Time you make eyes at me. Whoa, you cry.
Local news, timeless hits, Linda Ronstadt, and a little bit of different drum coming along your way. Let's call up the Jersey Boys right about now. Sing their song called Sherry on WRJN.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Dusty Springfield, you don't have to say you love me. 99.9, 98.1, and of course, AM 1400, WRJN. CBS News coming up next, not next, but shortly here at the top of the hour. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, Edison Lighthouse.
Well, that I can't. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. When is an apology not an apology? Apparently, when Vladimir Putin says he's sorry about this past week's plane crash. Fordham University Russia expert Beth Noble.
I call this a non-apology apology. Russian President Putin admitted to his Azeri counterpart that Russian air defenses were firing near where that Azerbaijan Airlines jet was flying over southern Russia just before it crashed on Wednesday.
Putin says Russian forces were fighting off Ukrainian drone attacks. It's widely believed that Russian missiles hit the Azerbaijan jet, killing 38 people. Several people are hurt after a high-speed train hit a fire truck in Delray Beach in South Florida. Fire Rescue Chief Ronald Martin says passengers suffered minor injuries. It was worse for firefighters.
Given the magnitude of this incident, all three firefighters were transported. Two of them were transported to Delray Beach Medical Center in serious condition.
Millions of travelers are headed home from the holidays. Stephanie Hinch and her husband are on a bus from Miami to their home in Key West.
It was not our decision. We started in Cleveland, Ohio yesterday at 1:30 on a Delta flight. Got delayed there.